Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was yesterday, Ike.
Oh,
Mark
damn.
Sinise is back from Chickie, South Philly.
The disrespect.
Well, listen, he didn't win a Super Bowl there. He won it here. And the Foles era is likely over in Jacksonville after only 117 pass attempts. He was benched yesterday. Doug Marrone names Gardner Minshew the starting quarterback of the Jacksonville Jags today.
What is Doug Marrone doing?
What is he doing?
Yeah.
He's trying to save his job. I think he's trying to save his job.
So he goes to the six-round backup?
Well, the six-round backup that has, you know, Nick hasn't played that much coming back from injury, but he played pretty well when he was in there. Here's the headline in one story that's down there on the SB Nation. I think it's the whoever covers the Jags down there. It says, Nick Foles probably cost everyone in Jacksonville their job. The coaching staff and front office in Jacksonville were on thin ice already. Then they signed an $88 million contract in Nick Foles. Mm. So the coach could be gone. The GM could be gone. Tom Coughlin could be gone. I don't know. Feel bad for Nick. You know? It's like you want him to get a chance to where he can be the starting quarterback of a franchise and see what he can do, and then inevitably something happens.
Sent him to another Drek franchise. Clueless front office. Clueless head coach.
Jack, are you happy?
I mean, they did. They did. They sent him to another bad franchise. How the hell are you going to save your job with a six-round backup quarterback?
You hope he
like, how far is he going to take you?
Well, I mean, just from the perspective I would see would be like, hey, listen, if he comes back in and wins some games and flashes the talent that he did before, if you're Doug Marrone and that front office, you can say, listen, this is the quarterback we need. This is who we're going to grow with. We need to build around him. Nick Foles wasn't the answer. Right? I don't think it's fair to Nick Foles, but it's reality.
Isn't that the same front office that signed Nick Foles?
Yes.
It's Tom Coughlin.
Yes. Yeah, they were all, you know, it was every, yeah. Nick Foles was the darling down there for till a quarter into the regular season.
Now, see, that's an organization that doesn't know what they're doing. Because you can't, they're not committed.
No. Well. You
don't know what, they don't know what they're doing.
Jack, are you happy since you're one of the anti-Foles guys?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was all Jeff Fisher's fault. Or maybe he's just not a very good quarterback.
Well, I don't.
Oh, the disrespect, dude. There's no need to disrespect Nick Foles. Don't disrespect Nicky Six. Big part of the reason why we got a championship here in this city.
Yep.
And his comments about the culture obviously bothered Doug Marrone, and that's why Doug Marrone is going with this quick hook. He benched the guy at halftime.
Well, they were behind 25-0.
Yeah, and Minshew was going to bring him back.
Well, he didn't, that's for sure.
Right.
By the way, some ex-Eagle news out of Miami. That game yesterday for Eric Rowe earned him a three-year contract extension with $7 million guaranteed, Ikey.
Wow.
According to Adam Schefter, $18 million. I mean, he was getting beat all over the field for, you know, early. First half he was.
Yeah.
Then he had that one kind of pass breakup off of Zach Ertz where you felt like he still should have caught it, but Rowe
he should have still caught it. No, yeah, he still should have caught it.
It was a bad game by Zach Ertz, man.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Bill, Kennett Square. Bill, how are you?
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Bill, are you mad today, or are you just kind of like, you know what I mean? I feel more people are kind of like, than mad today.
You know, I think I'm in that between just because the fact is that, you know, I first of all, I fully expected us to win. I thought it was going to be a little bit more tougher than people thought it was going to be, but to lose the way we did was awful. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, we went into it overconfident and we paid the price. No one can actually look me in the eye and with a straight face and tell me that we didn't underestimate that team. We totally did. We absolutely did. And we paid the price for it. And ultimately it's not just on the players, but it's on the coaches as well. I want to bring you to my point is I'll actually want to offer WIP my services.
All right.
I want to offer you guys my services in taking Jim Schwartz and chartering him a boat and then just, you know, leave him lost in the Mediterranean Sea so he just never comes back to Philadelphia ever again. Because if you're going to tell me that you can't key in on one specific player, Devontae Parker, you can't key on him to at least try and attempt to double-team him, to neutralize him in the second half, then I am God's back. I truly am. I mean, the man absolutely dominated Jalen Mills, absolutely dominated Ronald Darby. Mind you, I get it, and, like, to your point, it was a hell of a play that he did with that Parker did by making that ridiculously great catch and stayed in bounds on fourth down and ran in for a touchdown. But if you can't key in on that particular guy that's been dominating you throughout the entire game, then you have no right to be a defensive coordinator for this team. It's academic. It's ridiculous. And I don't know why. I don't know how Doug doesn't see this. But in any case, Doug is just as lost as he is. So.
Appreciate it. Listen, I listening to Doug speak at least twice today, it sounded like that I wouldn't say he's lost, but he doesn't have any answers. Like he doesn't know how to fix it. I don't know if he has any idea how to fix it other than just get back out there, you know, work hard, get ready for the Giants and do it. Jack, our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. They're having the Mark's Men's Night Out. It's Thursday, December 12th. I'll be there. You can shop Mark's great collection of holiday gifts while enjoying great food and spirits. Just go to marks-jewelers.com. But, again, Mark's Jewelers with 309, Thursday, December 12th. Do you have the Chris Mortensen cut? He's talking about get Jim Schwartz out of here. The more they lose, the more you feel like that, you know, there's going to be not only new players in here, but there's going to be some new coaches in here. And this is Chris Mortensen on ESPN talking about it.
Tell you, I haven't spoken to Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner. He hasn't replied to a text either. But I do know his history. Even when Andy Reid was coaching Philadelphia, he will hold people accountable if you are performing below expectations. Right now, the Eagles are performing below expectations. Barring a run in the playoffs, I would say that there is going to be some significant changes on the Philadelphia staff. And I'm not saying Doug Peterson will get fired, but I think there will be some staff changes significantly.
You think that may include the defensive coordinator?
Yeah, possibly. I told y'all this for weeks as well. Don't listen to Mort. I'm right here.
You are?
I'm right here. I told y'all these things. It will change this offseason. It just is. This team has underperformed. Owner's gone out and spent top dollars, and these players are not developing. They are not developing. And so you can't change all the players. Can't change all the players. You know, sometimes you got to change coaches. And there are coaches that are in maybe not coordinator positions, but certainly in positions, whether it's DB, whether it's receiver, whether it's quarterback. They're going to be looking for new jobs. They're going to be looking for new jobs. You think Jeffrey Lurie is happy this team is 5-7?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. That's why, you know, a couple callers ago who had gone off on boycotting the team and this and that. You know, the owner's not happy with what he's seen. The owner is also not a fan, and he's not going to go out and react after every win or after every loss. The owner waits until the end of the season after he's collected evidence, after he's collected enough information, watching this team very closely, gathering information, and then he's going to make his decisions at the end of the season. That's what he's going to do.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. We're live with Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. I should have listened to you guys last week. At least listen to you. I don't even remember what Jack said. Well, I guess I do. He said the team is what it is. You're relying on the Eagles to win three straight games. You have confidence in the Eagles winning three straight games.
And listen, they'll still make the playoffs. They're still going to make the playoffs.
So you still feel all right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, why? I mean,
because of the Cowboys, man.
The Cowboys are still way better than this Eagles team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way, way better.
Yes.
Wow.
They did more in one day.
Unfortunately, in the standings, they're only a game better than the Eagles. So, unfortunately for the Cowboys, with all that talent, with all the Zekes and Amari Coopers and the Dak leading the league in passing, you know what the Cowboys are? 6-6. So all that more talent that the Cowboys have, they are in worse shape than the Eagles. At least the Eagles actually have an excuse to be 5-7. What's the Cowboys' reasons for being 6-6?
A terrible head coach.
Oh, really? It's the head coach. He doesn't call plays on offense, nor does he call plays on defense. When the quarterback is racking up yardage and blowout wins over bad teams or comfort behind wins when he's getting his ass blown out, the head coach isn't calling plays. It's Kellen Moore, right? Uh-huh. It's the boy genius offensive coordinator. It's not Jason Garrett.
Well, that's who's going to get the blame.
It's not Jason Garrett.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing with the Eagles,
Jason
right?
Jason Garrett doesn't call plays.
Ike, I would love to be with you. I don't have confidence they're going to beat the Giants on Monday.
Now you don't have confidence they're going to beat the Giants.
They just lost to Miami.
Yeah, but you just said 3 days ago they're going to win 3 straight games.
And I was dead wrong.
Oh, so now you believe they're going to lose to the Giants. That's why we need you to stay on that side. The moment you start with the Eagles, go, 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 they go down, down, down.
So what do you want me to do for this week?
I want you to pick the Giants. I want you to remain on that side of things.
Okay, Giants are winning.
Be angry, John.
Giants are winning.
All right.
This team's not going to win a game in the rest of the season.
There we go.
888-729-9494. Sorry, they're not. They can't beat the Dolphins like that in a situation like that.
Yes.
The Cowboys are more or less giving them the division. They're saying, you were injured a lot this year. Here you go.
They'll take it.
All right. Marks and Reese. Hey, coming up.
You think the Cowboys are in Dallas talking about, woohoo, we're in great position.
No,
we're still the best team in this division.
No, they want Jerry Jones, or they want Jason Garrett out. That's what they're talking about down there. Hey, we'll come back. Everyone's blaming Doug, but there's someone else that deserves blame for what we've seen. We'll tell you who that is.
Doug doesn't call the defense.
Doug's the head coach.
So blame Jim Schwartz. We want to give Jim Schwartz all this credit for playing against Brady and playing against Russell Wilson and Josh Allen and Mitch Trubisky. I couldn't hear enough about the defense. Why didn't it show up yesterday?
This is a Jim Schwartz game.
And you're damn right it's Jim Schwartz.
888-729.
Right. How could you come away from that game thinking of anybody else besides Jim Schwartz?
Well, he's
Are you kidding me?
He's part of it, yes.
No, they just gave up 37 freaking points to the Miami Dolphins. His defense gave up 37 points
right
to the Miami Dolphins.
And Doug's offense scored 10 points in the second half.
Yeah, but if the offense had scored 10 points the entire game, you would be here blaming the offense.
Or the quarterback.
Yeah.
888-729-9494.
Yeah, it's no fun when you can't blame Carson, huh?
It's Marks and Reese. No, I mean.
Jim Schwartz, 37 points.
Can't blame him today. I'm looking at the head coach.
37 points.
Hey, listen, the head coach is blaming the players. Head coach is saying Dolphins played harder. They wanted it more. We'll play that coming up next. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. But, hey, listen, DraftKings Sportsbook's officially available in Pennsylvania. And as the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. So, with everything going on this week, you'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever, with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So, this week's DraftKings has a pro basketball promo you don't want to miss. It's simple. Bet on Philly to win. If they score 76 points first and end up losing, you get your bet back up to $25. Plus, DraftKings is based right here in the U.S., so you know your funds are safe and secure. And if you're already betting in PA, bet with another book, this book, and take advantage of DraftKings' great sign-up offer. Head to DraftKings.com/Philly right now for a limited time. All new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up at DraftKings.com/Philly to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.